بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. This is our Sharaf Wadada Sheikh Hazrat Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Saf Rahmatullah Alayhi. The title is Mera Koi Nahi Ah Tere Siwa. Mera Koi Nahi Ah Tere Siwa. Mera Koi Nahi Ah Tere Siwa. اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا میرا کوئی نہیں آہ تیرے سوا اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا زندگی میری ہے تیرا ذکر و لقا اور میری موت ہے تجھ سے ہوں میں جدا زندگی میری ہے تیرا ذکر و لقا اور میری موت ہے تجھ سے ہوں میں جدا تیرے بن کیوں اندھیرا اندھیرا ہوا میری دنیا کا شمس و قمر کیا ہوا تیرے بن کیوں اندھیرا اندھیرا ہوا میری دنیا کا شمس و قمر کیا ہوا میرا کوئی نہیں آہ تیرے سوا اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا بحر طوفان غم ہے مخالف ہوا میری کشتی کا ہے تو ہی بس نا خدا بحر طوفان غم ہے مخالف ہوا میری کشتی کا ہے تو ہی بس نا خدا تیری رحمت کا خورشید روشن ہوا ہر سزا سے بری ہو گیا نا سزا تیری رحمت کا خورشید روشن ہوا ہر سزا سے بری ہو گیا نا سزا میرا کوئی نہیں آہ تیرے سوا اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا تیرے دریائے رحمت کا ہے آسرا ورنہ اختر ہے آمال سے بے نوا تیرے دریائے رحمت کا ہے آسرا ورنہ اختر ہے آمال سے بے نوا میرا کوئی نہیں آہ تیرے سوا اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا زندگی میری ہے تیرا ذکر و لقا اور میری موت ہے تجھ سے ہوں میں جدا
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الحمد للہ وکفا وسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفا ما بعد This beautiful poem of our honorable illustrious Jada Sheikh Harib Billah Rumi Waqt Tabrizi Zamana مجدد زمانہ حضرت شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب نور اللہ مرقدہ حضرت who was an embodiment of love, of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala And Ya Hazrat is teaching us where we actually have to reach in our lives. And this is the part that Allah Ta'ala has informed us that you'll only be able to reach there if Ya Ayyuhal Ladheena Amanu Ittaqullah Wa Kunu Ma'as-Sadiqeen. Once we have brought Iman, that is the first step of recognizing Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Now don't remain on that ordinary level. Be what the true pious servants of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, those who are true in their connection with Allah Ta'ala. In their public life, private life, all the time they are concerned that Allah Ta'ala must be happy with me. And when you sit in their company, then you realize what is the reality of La Ilaha Illallah. Hazrat is teaching us here so beautifully, the reality of La Ilaha Illallah is Mera Koi Nahi Ah Tere Siwa. That when a person sits in the company of the friends of Allah and gain the marifat of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, as you gain the marifat of Allah Ta'ala and nur of Iman penetrates the heart and increases, then we will understand, and Hazrat taught us that the reality of the zikr of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, as it penetrates your heart, then you realize the enjoyment of making the zikr of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And then a person will realize if you want peace and contentment, it lies nowhere but only in La Ilaha Illallah. But La Ilaha Illallah, it shouldn't be that we remain in the Bismillah, the Alif Ba Ta Sa, like that we still in nursery class myself, that we still only know the meaning, there is none worthy of worship besides Allah. No, La Ilaha Illallah is a complete course that we have to learn from the Ahlullah. And when we learn this course, then a person as he treads his life, he'll come to know more and more that, oh Allah, besides you, who is there for me? A person takes a deep sigh that there is nobody for me besides you, oh my Allah. As Hazrat teaches us that if a person is loyal to his wife and his wife tells him that, who is there for me besides you now? There's nobody for me. If he's a man who's got a heart, then he'll melt and he'll see even more to the needs of his wife. And he'll tell her, don't worry, I'm at your support. And even one mortal says this and takes so much interest, then Allah, who is the creator of love, and we say, oh Allah, there is nobody for us besides you, then Allah Ta'ala's focus, special attention comes upon such a person. So Hazrat is teaching us that do this cause of the love of Allah, then you'll come to this reality. And as you make your zikr, you say, Mera koi nahi ah tere siwa. Eh Khuda, eh Khuda, eh Khuda. That, oh Allah, oh that great being who's ever existing, who al awwal wal akhir. Allah is the first, there's no first before Allah. Allah is the last, there's no last after Allah. Allah is ever existing. So Allah, you out of your kindness, that you didn't need to create any creation, you created me out of your mercy and you granted me the status of Ashraful Makhluqat. So who is there for me besides you, O Allah? Let this reality penetrate my heart, all our hearts, through the barakat of the majlis of our Shaykh. Then Hazrat says, now you'll understand what is the reality of life. The reality of life is not just to be passing our life or worried in our achievements, etc., and worse, passing our life in haram entertainment. But Hazrat explains here so beautifully, Zindagi meri hai tera zikro likha, aur meri maut hai tujhse hu main juda. That my real life is, when I'm really in life is, when I'm in your remembrance, O Allah. And that remembrance, that I actually feel that I'm in your presence. And when you really meet Allah Rabbul Izzat in Akhirat, but we have to get that taste of it in this world, as Hazrat explained. As you do the cause of the marifat of Allah, make the zikr of Allah. Now when you enter the house of Allah, you realize you didn't just enter the house of Allah, we came to meet Allah Rabbul Izzat. And did I build my connection that I'm meeting Allah? When I say my Allahu Akbar, did I surrender to Allah Rabbul Izzat? So Hazrat says, this is where actually we have to do this cause of the marifat of Allah, of the zikr of Allah. Then a person 24/7, you'll be in the remembrance of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Your tongue is not moving, your heart is all the time in the remembrance of Allah. And such a person, as Hazrat taught us, baqiyatu salihat, that your zikr is so strong, it goes right into the court of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And it takes your name that so and so is making your zikr of Allah.
So you are, so to say, in the company of Allah Rabbul Izzah directly. And then what can be said of such a person who's now just waiting when Malakul Maut can come and I can meet Allah Rabbul Izzah. So Hazrat says, this is what we have to be working, at least realize that this is why Allah has sent us here. Not just for passing our life, etc. And this is the real object of all the efforts of deen, that zikr of Allah not just remains on the tongue, but it penetrates our heart. And we all the time are conscious that Allah is with me all the time. Or, Mary Mort hai tujhse hu main juda. And oh Allah, that the moment I am unmindful of you, a moment, then that is like I'm a dead person. I am totally dead. In other words, when a person is unmindful of Allah Rabbul Izzat, he's a lost case. And what way, if he's more unmindful, he'll fall into all types of haram. And as Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us, that a person who is engaged in the zikr of Allah, he is a loving person. And a person who is not engaged in the zikr of Allah is like a dead person. He is like a loving dead. He is like a zombie. He is just passing. He doesn't know what's the reality of life. Allah Ta'ala give me all of us tawfiq and understanding to realize that Allah has brought us here to learn this cause. And this reality should penetrate my heart. And this is an effort till more, till our last breath we should be concerned and worried. And then Hazrat explains that when a person is not concerned of this cause, and you're not worried of making your islah and building this connection with Allah, Allah who gave us our life, we should realize every morning we make shukr that Allah, you gave me another life. So why did you give me my life? To build my connection with you. And this is a very, very great gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to become the true slave of Allah. And if a person doesn't have this objective in life, then Hazrat says, Tere bin kyu andera andera hua? Meri dunya ka shamso kamar kya hua? That without you in my life, O Allah, everything is like just dark. As Allah Ta'ala explains, when people forgot about Allah, then zulumatum ba'dwa fawka ba'd. They were layers of darkness. And that was the days of Jahiliyyah. Today we think we are in a sophisticated age of science, but we are gone more back than Jahiliyyah. We have become sophisticated jahils myself, that we don't even know we are unmindful of Allah. We're sitting on our phones and looking at something haram, looking at a video, even if we think it's an Islamic video, and there are pictures there that is totally haram and we don't even know that. So Hazrat says that when you are unmindful of Allah, and you're not even concerned about it, you're not worried about your islah, then your whole life will be just dark. It will be as if the sun and the moon of this world, which is so bright, it's just dark. There's no sun in my life. There's no moon in my life. And a person then is complaining about depression. A person is complaining about all. And to get the remedy, we go into more depression by people who will put us more backward. And we go to all terrible type of therapies, etc. That will put us, in the name of deen, it will put us more into haram. So Hazrat says, be very, very careful that without Allah in our life, or if you're not concerned about Allah, Allah says clearly that, O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, tell the people who's not concerned about Allah, قُلْ مَا يَعْبَوْ بِكُمْ رَبِّي لَوْلَا دُعَاؤُكُمْ. If you don't want to turn to Allah, you don't want to become the humble slave of Allah, Allah is not interested in you. Allah gave you your life to become connected to Allah. So Allah Ta'ala make us realize. And Hazrat explained that to tread this path, you will find it is not so easy also. But as Hazrat has mentioned so beautifully, that you to Allah Ta'ala se taluk paida karna bahut mushkil hai. Lekin Allah walo ke saath jur jao, phir bahut aasan, balki mazedar ho jayega. Like that, to build your connection with Allah is very difficult. Why? Behre tufane gham se mukhalif, tufane gham hai mukhalif hawa. Meri kashti ka hai, tu hi bas na khuda. That like that, O Allah, that in this ocean of your love of Allah, in this ocean, there is all storms and heavy, heavy winds that are blowing me in the opposite direction. My passion, then shaitan and nafs is attacking me. Then all type of remarks from people, etc. And if I'm not firm, Hazrat teaches us how to become firm. As Hazrat said, like that it is difficult to get connected to Allah. But just hold the hands of the friend of Allah, then you'll find it's not just easy, it's enjoyable. Because now who will be, you are going in that ship, in the ocean, and the winds are blowing against you. But meri kashti ka hai tu hi bas na khuda. That, oh Allah, if I got the connection of the pious servant, that it is as if only you are steering my boat, Ya Allah. So all those winds can blow in the opposite direction. You won't be concerned what is happening in the dunya. Whether there's a sport taking place, whatever, that is far beyond them. And even the friendship, you'll break all type of friends that are taking you in the wrong direction. So Allah Ta'ala is teaching us here through our the Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that the sohbat of the company of the Ahlullah, that is that ship of yours, that now will be steered directly by Allah Rabbul Izzat. And then Hazrat explains that Teri Rahmat Ka Khurshid Roshan Hua. Now when you came in the company of the friends of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and now they are directing you through to Allah Ta'ala, all the winds that are blowing against, and all you think there's so lot fitna, as Hazrat says, we don't have to be over worried and talking so much about the fitna. We have to do what we have to do. That come in the company of the friends of Allah. Learn about Allah. Make our zikr. Make our effort to be punctual at our salah, etc. Then you will see, Allahu Akbar, that the sun of the rahmat of Allah will start shining in your life. And you'll see now there's different direction in your life. Now there's enjoyment in your life. Why? Har saza se bari ho gaya na saza. That before that, you were worthy of all types of punishment. That your life was just unmindful of Allah Ta'ala. In the wrong direction all the time. Now when you get connected to the friends of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, your direction came right. That now I was that person that was the biggest criminal in the court of Allah. Oh Allah, you have freed me from all my crimes. And as Hazrat teaches us so beautifully, that when we make istighfar, we make tawbah, Allah is Ghafurur Rahim. Allah Ta'ala immediately wipes out all our cases that I have got in the court of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Now you become Nasaza, that all cases drop. So this is the way we have to come to learn how to lead our life and make our life alive. As beautifully we learn from our pious elders, Zindagi banana hai, Zindagi guzarna nahi. We have to make our life. And how to make our life? We have to learn from the friends of Allah who have made their lives. Otherwise, Hazrat says, we'll be living in darkness and just complaining and talking about fitnas. We don't have to talk. Hazrat Umar Rajnao said, if you want evil not to spread, don't talk about it. Do what we have to do. And that is obey the commands of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And now when you come onto the right track, Hazrat says so beautifully, Tera daryai rahmat ka hai asra, warna akhtar hai aamal se benawa. Then now you realize that, oh Allah, I have only hope in your ocean of mercy. That through your mercy you brought me in the company of your pious servant. You changed my direction. And a person will never think that now I'm a great friend of Allah. He'll be worried, the friends of Allah, the more they recognize Allah. The Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, where do we stand a chance? That they were all the time worried, oh Allah, and help us in your mercy. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that nobody will able to enter Jannat only but by the mercy of Allah. So much so, our beloved mother, Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa, said, oh, you also, O Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He said, yes, me also, but Allah has engulfed me in His mercy. So this is the way that if we want to have the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inna rahmatullahi qadeebun minal muhsineen, that we lead that type of life, that we try our best to do good in the company of the righteous, then we can hope for the mercy of Allah. Otherwise shaitan will fool us, that just engage in guna, Allah is very merciful. That is a great deception of shaitan, Allah save us. So Hazrat says that even myself, O Akhtar, what a man of the love of Allah. Yet he teaches us that, O Allah, my actions are not worth being accepted in your court. I only have the hope of your mercy. So Allah, please engulf us in your mercy. And Allah has brought us here to drown us in His mercy. We should be begging Allah Ta'ala and making dua. And then we can have hope Allah Ta'ala will, out of His mercy, forgive us.